well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. We have Josh Bernstein here. You know, it's the last hour with Deborah is quite something. It's hard to get in a word edgewise, but he has lots to say. You'll hear a lot of programs. Josh Bernstein is probably the best geopolitical analyst I have on the program all week. And he has a huge following. Josh, lots of things going on. It's pretty insane, isn't it? We have now you can see some of the Democrats running scared, especially those that are inside the intel agencies like the Department of Justice and FBI. We see the Democrats literally so far left now, they're having a battle between the four primary, really ultra-left in the Democratic Party, Nancy Pelosi. Their policies, obviously, are suicidal geopolitically. Trump is starting to gather speed after the G20 that he's actually going to start making some kind of deals with Russia and China, which also probably help with the military issues that we're dealing with constantly, including Russian nukes in Laurentia Island and the South China Sea nukes that are present there in intermediate and short range. And the issue of tariff protections and trade deals and so on. There's a lot of issues to talk about. What is your top one today?
Indictment of Jeffrey Epstein. I'm gonna say a lot of things, so kind of let me speak on this one.
Oh, absolutely.
Number one,
I know you have lots to say.
It's 14 pages long, and it probably could have just been 2 pages long, because it's nothing but repeat, repeat, repeat. Number one. Number two. Any attorney worth their weight in salt would beat and defeat these charges. Number three, this is nothing but hearsay. It's garbage. It's not worth the paper it's written on. And number four, you know what I think this is? I think that this indictment is a trap to try to get and hurt President Trump. And I'll tell you why. Letitia Davis is now the one who's taken over the Southern District of New York. I put out a video about a month ago where she was interviewed, and she said, I will do everything in my powers to investigate Trump and his family. Okay? That's number four or five.
Right.
Okay? The next part about this is we've got Maureen Comey, who's supposed to be the lead prosecutor on this. This is revenge for her father for being fired, and somehow I feel like this is a trap, and that somehow they're going to do something to either give this Epstein guy immunity to try to say something about the president. I'm telling you, my gut feeling when I read this indictment, it does not scream guilty as far as the rest of the deep state and this guy. It's written in a very vague manner, and the way that I see it is it's written this way purposely so that either he can get off or he can somehow get to President Trump. I mean, bottom line is...
In other words, this is a squeeze play is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's a sex trafficking conspiracy for count one. It doesn't even say sex trafficking charge. They're calling it a conspiracy. And then ask yourself this question. If you're 66 years old and you're a wealthy millionaire, billionaire, whatever, and you decide that you want to get massages from 14-year-old girls, and you have them coming into your establishment in New York and Florida and elsewhere, you tell them to disrobe, you're naked, they give you a massage, you start touching them, and then you start touching yourself, and when you're done, you pay them and tell them to go bring others? Seriously? Aren't you worried that the victim is going to go to the police immediately? This thing doesn't add up.
The smell test doesn't make sense. No,
it
Epstein,
and
what
again,
are his political...
Attorney,
which?
But
which
I'm a
party?
Political analyst, and I don't see this as anything but a ploy to get the president.
Now, as Epstein, does he have an island? I think I heard something about he might have an island.
Yeah, and what's interesting is there's nothing in this indictment about the island. All it says is the New York residence, the Palm Beach residence, and among other locations. So they don't even talk about Lolita
so
Island.
So in other words, what we're saying is, it's done in such a way it's a squeeze play, just like they squeeze played against Manafort and others so that they can try to get to Trump, right?
This sounds like a trap. if you're asking me, in my professional opinion, just from analyzing it. Again, I'm not an attorney. I'm a political analyst. It's my job to be able to see through the bull and
right.
the blank. And the way that I see this set up, as it's extremely vague, it's extremely poorly worded, and to be quite honest, it's repeated in 14 pages, like, over and over and over again. And honestly, there's only two counts here. That's it. You've got U.S. Code 1815-91, and then you have U.S. Code 28-2461. That's it.
So you have to ask the question like you do, why now, and what's the agenda?
Now, exactly. Why now?
Right.
It doesn't make sense. And I'm telling you, my gut feeling on this, and again, I've been absolutely correct when I make predictions, my gut feeling is this is a trap.
Right. Now, we know that the 2020 thing is getting really ugly. Even inside the Democratic Party, can you give us your analysis of that? Because Nancy Pelosi is fighting for her life as the Speaker, and she's outing now publicly in Twitter war with these four uber-left Democrats. Things are really getting pretty weird over the Democratic side. And the debates that have been happening so far show that they're so far left, they're not anywhere near even the average Democrat. It's crazy, isn't it?
It is, but I'll be honest with you. That stuff isn't even going to make the news. You're looking at another Russian conspiracy here with this indictment, and the media is going to start dragging Trump into this. He made that comment years ago about him being a nice guy and he likes girls that are underage. I'm telling you right now, and I hope to God it's not the case, but if his name is on those flight logs, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over. That's it. It's done. One term, gone. And I hate to say it because I love the president and I want this president to be reelected, but if his name shows up on those flight logs, it's over. It's over.
You mean the flight logs to Lolita Island?
No matter what.
You're saying, in other words, they're going to try to show them up on the flight logs to Lolita Island, is what you're
saying. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, look,
yeah, you're trying to guess what they might pull off.
President Trump is no saint. I'm not saying that he did anything illegal or anything like that. And I have heard reports, actually, that he kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago in prior engagements when they were together. And he's called him, you know, creepy names and things like that. So, again, I'm not putting this on President Trump that he's guilty or he did anything. But me, as a truth seeker and a truth teller, as an independent conservative journalist, I go where I think the truth is. And I'm not saying that the truth is that he did anything wrong. I'm telling you that the media is going to use this as Russia 2.0, and they are going to blast the president and try to tie him to it.
I think it's, again, more media cabal, geopolitical suicide. What I'm surprised at is why Trump isn't actually delicensing media and journalists so they can't ask many more questions. I'm amazed that he doesn't get even more aggressive dealing with the border. I'd send troops to the Guatemalan and Mexican border and to start killing the drug cartels. I'm surprised that he tolerates any bad behavior in Russia and China, starts closing bank accounts so they don't pull their troops out, and stops supplying oil from Venezuela to Cuba. Because we have to understand, the Russians even brought ships now and are parking them right in Cuba, just like the Cuban Missile Crisis. And Putin is threatening another Cuban Missile Crisis. We already have one. And I think Trump is actually holding back, because I think in the next few months, Durham and Horowitz are going to start dropping the hammer along with Barr, the new AG. And this is going to get really ugly. I think you're going to start seeing these people, real tough guys, all of a sudden be not tough anymore and start barking like a midnight dog. They're going to start barking and actually telling stories on their fellow colleagues, and things are going to really start flying apart here. My guess is you're going to start seeing some perp walks. And if they need to open another grand jury investigation of Hillary Clinton and Podesta and these emails and everything, because this is not okay. If this isn't fixed, we will not have a stable government now or ever in the future. I mean, what happened to Trump? It started long before Trump. It started with Hillary Clinton as the Secretary of State. It started with Obama violating the FISA rules and so on. This is way out of control, and it goes way back to George Bush Jr. It goes back to the Patriot Act after 9/11. All of this stuff is right out of the, you know, and they put these laws in to try to protect the FISA court. They did the exact opposite. These people went crazy and decided that they are the government, and the elected government has no relevance whatsoever. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. It is amazing. But, you know, again, we got to watch out for this indictment. We've got to keep a very, very close eye on this indictment because, I don't know. I have this feeling that this is a trap.
What other major stories, Doc? You just came back from G20. What other major stories are you watching?
I just did a story actually the other day. Comey, on his exit interview documents that was retrieved from a Freedom of Information Act request, actually said that he had a white binder. And not only did he have a white binder, but he also had a private device that can clean or to retrieve things as a backup on a server. And in the document, it says Hillary's emails. So this whole thing about Bleachbit and hammers is a ruse.
Ah.
James Comey had her emails in a safe in his office in the FBI.
Right.
And I have the documents that show it, and I did a story on it, just put it out on the Josh Bernstein Show this morning, as a matter of fact.
Right.
And you can see it. I highlighted where it shows his handwriting and everything else. So, again, it's like they're dangling the emails in front of our faces, daring us to find them. So the question now is, who has them? Who has those emails? If Comey doesn't have them, who has them? That's where the trail goes cold. I don't know the answers to that, but I will keep digging.
Yeah, now the emails you're talking about are Hillary's emails.
Correct.
I remember actually watching some of the counterplay. There was one guy in a basement apartment in Bulgaria that managed to hack in, and he said there were multiple major players like Russia and China that actually were into the same server. You could see their signature. So there were classified emails, and over 30,000 were them destroyed that did have classifications. They tried to downgrade the classification categories of them, but these dealt with material methods and people. I wonder how many agents died because of Hillary's emails. I wonder how many agents lost their classification or their ability to actually do their job and wherever they were placed. People don't realize that the devastation that Hillary did, and she couldn't care less because they were selling out the country with Uranium One. They were selling out the country with Muslim countries. And to be honest with you, we have to understand what's really going on here. For example, and this goes back a long time. We've talked about this last week. Iran, right now, is going to be weaponizing uranium to the weapons grade. Israel's not going to tolerate this. If Iran thinks that they're going to get away with this without being nuked by Israel, they're delusional. Now, I don't think Trump wants to do a war, but he will do an intervention now. They're talking about increasing not just the amount of non-weapons-grade uranium beyond the limit, but weapons-grade uranium, as he said, well, I'm not going to permit them to have a nuke. The first thing that I think he should do is actually talk to our allies and say, we're going to actually sanction you allies if you continue to support this treaty with Iran. The second thing he should do is blockade their ships shipping out oil. And the third thing is to sink their navy. I think that if we don't deal hard with Iran, Iran is going to try to do something stupid with Israel, and Israel will nuke the hell out of every Muslim country within 10,000 miles. People don't realize Israel will not tolerate, and we'll be lockstep with them because we can't tolerate an out-of-control Islam. And Iran is completely out of control, and on the other side, there are elements inside Sunni Islam that are out of control as well. And some of these are actually collaborating with the SAD, Special Activity Division of the CIA, which did the demolition of 9/11. And people don't understand the drug trade is run by SAD as well, worldwide. They take their $2 trillion in drug trade and organ trade and human trade. And it goes into weird projects that are not under the surveillance of the government, the Congress, the Senate, or the President. People don't realize we have a compartmentalized government that's now out of control, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, no question about it. Bottom line is Israel is not going to allow them to enrich uranium.
No, not going to happen.
Where you know it could have a nuclear bomb. No,
I think you're going to see as there's a scripture that talks about this. We've had experts on this that Iran in western Iran near the Bashur reactor, it says there shall be every resident from this area of Iran. There shall be not a country on earth that these people have not migrated from, because the place will be devastated. Because if they try to enrich uranium at Bashar for nukes to nuke Israel, Bye-bye, Iran. Have a nice day. You're done.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle for the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. To stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This summer is the summer of climate change, of earthquakes in Northern California. It's a sign of the times in terms of the Democratic Party, how they've gone so far left. Even inside their own party, there are criticisms occurring. I saw one of the old GOP candidates years ago, and he was of Jewish extraction, of course, and he said the party has to move back toward the center. I mean, it's insane. Trump is actually, I think, going to start rising in the polls further, especially when he makes the trade deals. He's actually working on the transparency in health care. He has got a few things, I think, that he needs to get advised he's not doing right, which is 5G network and recycled water. But these are minor compared to the other issues that are going on there. They can be fixed and simply changed in terms of their advance. What I see happening is that America is on the edge would not only have an increasing economy, but also the danger that if it did go back because of media and intel agencies actually making him lose the election. Like, I think the constant drone of the against with the Russiagate would cause Trump to lose the House. I think they're the reason why we have AOC and these other maniacs and this GOP guy who's actually a member of CARE, who just recently left the party, said he's independent. He's not independent. He supports the Muslim terrorism. And Trump's not going to put up with it. Honestly, I think Trump's going to sail back in. Trump needs to have some good advisors like you. In fact, I'd like to have a backroom talk with you and some of my other experts with Trump once a week just to give him 10 or 20 minutes to say, look, here's the issues that you're getting right and here's the issues you're getting wrong. Some of the advisors around Trump obviously either are delusional or uninformed or they're just plain evil, aren't they?
They truly are, yeah. I'm learning a lot more about this Jeffrey Berman guy who actually signed off on the indictment against Epstein.
Right.
It was actually his office that issued the search warrant on Michael Cohen, but he actually recused himself. He did not order it. It was Robert Kazami, his top deputy. He also has charged Natalia Veselnitskaya with obstruction of justice. If you remember, she was the plant by the Jeb Bush campaign that tried to meet with Don Jr. He was appointed by Jeff Sessions. He was recommended by Jared Kushner, who knew him from dealing with him with real estate. He's the son of a real estate developer in Trenton, New Jersey. And they owned a minor league hockey team as well. So there's a lot of information. The prosecutor gave $400 to the Trump campaign in 2016. And he also has charged Cesar Sayoc, the atom bomber, as well. So I don't know. You know, you got to look at every little bit of information, who's the prosecutor and everything else. It looks like the person that signed off on the indictment is the United States attorney, but who's prosecuting the case? Is the one that is Comey's daughter.
Oh, really?
So you have to, you have to look at everything. You have to look at everything.
That's
and crazy. He also charged Michael Avenatti, by the way. So that's good, too.
Yeah.
So
what are your predictions? If you were to say, if you went to Vegas to gamble and you're rationally pessimistic, what would you say is likely to happen to you now in the fall with the Democratic Party, with Trump, with the environment, with preparedness for earthquakes, with all the things going on, the stock market, the new currency by laughable currency that they call Libra by Zuckerberg? I see a lot of things that give me great concern, but I honestly think that things are not completely out of control yet because the average American is not totally unwise. They're not going to put up with this, are they?
No, look, I think President Trump, the only way that he can lose in 2020 is if he gets embroiled in some kind of scandal that, you know, we don't know about, or if voter fraud is allowed to take place. I mean, look, you had between 2 million and 4 million illegal votes in the 2016 election. And if you take the left-wing media's narrative of how many votes that Hillary Clinton won by, they said that she won by between 2 and 3 million popular votes. Well, those 2 to 3 to 4 million were illegal aliens. So if you take those illegal alien votes out of the equation, Trump would have won 400-plus electoral votes all day long.
Oh, yeah.
So the bottom line is, can we make sure that we don't have voter fraud moving forward? And that's the question. The only way he loses is massive voter fraud. And if you think they cheated last time, they hate this guy. So they're going to cheat 10 times worse.
Plus,
so
I'm
hoping that the president has mechanisms in place that he can keep them from cheating.
Well, the cheating also is continuing with the media. The media continue to do, like, you know, I call it, they've turned this into the Mueller dossier, I call it. And they want to actually, now that with this Epstein thing, maybe they want to make this into a dossier. This never ends, does it? I mean, it's at the point now where I think Trump should start taking specific actions that will take care of things. For example, they want to move to health care, for example, to the national plan where Medicare for all. Well, look, the Democrats already put in on their own the ACA, or called Affordable Health Care Plan, which is an insane mess. You know, Trump is already talking about transparency. He needs to take further action to deal with the Mexicans with their border control. But I think Trump's going to take further actions. He should actually send troops to the Guatemalan-Mexican border, start taking over drug cartels, deal not only with a carrot but with a stick, the Russians and Chinese. Mm-hmm. And I think also Iran. We can't tolerate Iran weaponizing this. If we have to, we'll have to go in there and actually decapitate the regime, because if they continue to enrich and actually decide to do a preemptive strike in Israel, Israel's going to go crazy. It's only a tiny little country the size of Rhode Island. If they get attacked, they're going to retaliate with everything they got, and it's a lot. I have friends, and I know exactly how many nukes Russia has and space-based weapons. Anybody idiot enough to attack Israel is facing their own annihilation. They're going to die. And I don't want to see that happen. I don't want to see innocent people die because stupid people that are extreme Muslims think they want death to America, death to Israel. This isn't going to happen. It's going to be really, really ugly, isn't it?
Well, look, I think if they continue down this path, Israel's going to have to step in. And the danger with this is, obviously, Iran knows this. And Iran knows that if they do any more, that Israel's going to get involved. And the next thing you know, we're going to have to get involved because we are allies with Israel.
Well, the real issue is our allies. Our allies are not being allies. The Europeans still have this treaty agreement with Iran, even though they violated it. We should start sanctioning against our so-called allies who don't support us. That should be next. The same thing with Russia and China. Trump should just make a few phone calls and close down the bank accounts of Putin, who takes a percentage of everything in Russia, and the oligarchs in China that ship carfentanil here illegally through the Mexican border. And we should actually start sending troops to the Guatemalan-Mexican border and to kill off the drug cartels, because the narco states of Mexico and Central America are tied directly to the SAD, the Special Activity Division of the CIA. People don't realize that without our collaboration, these drug cartels couldn't exist. And the same thing goes on with the organ trade, the human trade worldwide, and even the drugs coming out of Afghanistan. We're talking about making a treaty with the Taliban. How stupid is that? You can never make a treaty with Islam. Anybody stupid enough to, and we're going to bring on Bill Warner and talk about this on Wednesday, to making a treaty with the devil is never going to work, okay? This idea that there's going to be some kind of treaty in the Middle East and there's going to be a 7-year period, it's all foolishness. Maybe these people will think it's going to happen. Idiots will think so, but it's not going to work. I mean, the fact is we just need to lay down the law, and that's the law. And we have to make sure these nations can never proliferate nuclear weapons, but they're not doing it on their own. North Korea doesn't have the technical or economic resources to develop nukes. It's their Russian nukes transported to North Korea because they're an old Soviet satellite, and they're economically dependent on China. Without those two allies, North Korea could do nothing. And he's probably worried himself, Kim, that if he doesn't collaborate with China and Russia, they'll just remove him, put another Stalinist totalitarian maniac in there to be another proxy of Russia and China. Putin wants to have this kind of proxy here. People don't realize that we could deal with this on an economic or other basis without ever putting any nukes. So what Trump is being very smart. He's putting defensive weapons in to stop missiles, but he needs to advance his missile defense system. He needs to actually economically start putting a real major squeeze on all these oligarchs and the Chinese communists. And maybe that will start to get their message, especially if we send in special forces to remove the nukes at Laurentia Island. And the idea the Chinese have got nukes in the South China Sea, that was after the Biden deal, where Biden and his son got money for a private venture capital. So, I mean, I get a kick out of Biden. This guy tries to look angry, and he's so delusional, isn't he? It's bizarre. It's like walking into a psych ward of somebody who's on a day pass. It's weird, isn't it?
It is. It's very strange. And, you know, that interview that he just recently did, where he just wouldn't answer the question, and then he was like, come on, man, I only had 30 seconds. It's like, okay, well, even if you had 30 seconds, you don't say my time is up. You actually attack, and you keep going, and you go after they say your time is up, and you keep going. Bottom line is, if he really wanted to win and he wanted to be the front runner, he could have cemented his status in that debate with doing two things. Number one, all he had to do was attack Kamala Harris by first saying, Kamala Harris, you're the one that wanted my endorsement. You wanted me to speak at your rallies. You wanted my endorsement for your Senate run. That's number one. And number two, how can you sit here and chastise me over a relationship that I had with senators that I worked with on a daily basis 25, 30, 40 years ago when you yourself are a descendant of slave owners? And if he would have done that, number one, he would have attacked her. He would have cemented his status as the front runner. Nobody would challenge him again, any other candidate. And more importantly, he would have ended Kamala Harris's run for the presidency a few minutes later that night.
All the candidates are bad, but she's
shown.
Yeah,
right.
She's one of the. She's the worst one. I mean, you're telling me, as a politician, she is like a chameleon from hell. She's really scary.
She's horrible.
Yeah.
It's absolutely frightening.
The way she went after the guy that actually...
And that was no spontaneous question, by the way. She had T-shirts made up. That was something that they rehearsed for days, and they knew that they were going to hit him, and he wasn't going to be prepared for it. So she's a political animal. She's a political prosecutor, if you will, and she's very dangerous. Very cunning.
Well, look what she did to that gentleman that recorded the videos of selling baby body parts for Planned Parenthood. She tried to put the man away in prison just for videotaping a violation of human decency and even the so-called charter for Planned Parenthood. So, I mean, this is the kind of monster she is. And she tries to pretend that she's like a regular American black descended from slaves. And so, no, her family were slave owners. She's got a combination of Tamil and Japanese and Jamaican slave owners. This is not a nice person.
Browntown was actually named after Hamilton Brown, her great-grandfather, who owned a minimum of 86 slaves, according to the London records that I've seen and actually reported on. So, you know, it's amazing that she's going to run around and say that, you know, she believes in reparations and everything else. Well, what about her parents? What about her great-grandparents? They were slave owners, literally slave owners, okay? It's not hearsay. It's not conspiracy. It's absolute fact that her great-grandparents were slave owners, and her own father, Donald Harris, who is a well-known Jamaican author and, I believe, doctor, is even outed her. He is not very close to his daughter, obviously. He said that she is absolutely full of it and that she's a liar. And he put in his own book that his two greatest mentors in his life were his two grandmothers, not his great-grandmothers, but his grandmothers, Missy Chrissy and I forget the other one's name. But I did a whole story on it. So, you know, it's amazing that Biden didn't attack her. And what about the other 20-something people? None of them attacked her. So you know what that tells me? That they either don't care or they're just running for the heck of it, or they don't get the real news and they didn't even know the story exists.
Yeah, in other words, they're sloppy, is what you're saying. They live in a small Democratic bubble and they don't have the news like you have to actually present the facts. And the fact is, you're not going to hear this on Tucker Carlson or Hannity or any of the other so-called law shows on Fox, even. That's how bad this is. This is really catastrophic. And honestly, I think that by the fall, the Democratic Party will have completely called immolated themselves, put themselves on fire. Trump will have further proven that he's getting treaties and agreements, and things are going to get stronger for the GOP.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco-D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing Nutri-Complete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about.
So Josh, if they want to visit your site, it's Patreon, patreon.com/ Josh Bernstein. I'm setting up, so I'll send you a couple of things. Firstly, I'm going to send up a subpage from deagle-network.com of all the shows we do together, so people find all the subtopics so they can search. There's often a picture at the top of that of each show that we do, and they'll see a rotating banner at the top of our top nutraceuticals. This is important for people to understand. You cover video podcasting as well with your colleagues on some of the most important news items, and you're not going to get this on Fox or elsewhere. That's why visiting your website and all of your blogs, which include over at YouTube, is really important, because the public needs to be informed, because we're dealing with a very ignorant public. We're dealing with very ignorant politicians, obviously, the Democrats. They couldn't have been aware about Kamala Harris, I mean, because obviously, why didn't they attack her? I think Trump needs to be much more, he should be not just focused on Biden. I think he should be taking out some of these other politicians, too. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the time is definitely near that he needs to focus his attention on Kamala Harris at this point. I'm not sure about Elizabeth Warren, but right now, Kamala Harris, I think, is the most dangerous candidate. She's, supposedly black. I mean, people have said that she's Indian and Jamaican, so she's not really African-American. But she's obviously a minority. She's female. And more than anything else, she's vicious. She's absolutely vicious. She knows how to scrap. She knows how to fight. And she would be very, very formidable, believe it or not, even against President Trump, because she would engage black American voters who, voted for Barack Obama, who was a complete lightweight, in 2008 and 2012, mainly because of the color of her skin. And, that's not a racist statement. It's just a reality when African-Americans and black Americans vote overwhelmingly for black Democrats, somewhere around 90+%.
I think
now,
that percentage is going to drop
a little bit.
I think it's going to drop. My guess is you're going to see, I'm going to guess you're going to see between 20% and 30% of blacks that have a clue realize the best thing for black unemployment, for black rights, for the inner city, including the new HUD director, is Donald Trump.
From your lips to God's ears, I hope that does happen, because if he can capture anywhere between north of 25% of the African-American vote, he's going to win the presidency. There's no question about it.
Oh, yeah, it'll be over.
Because the magical number, Dr. Bill, is 40 and 25.
Right.
It's 40% Hispanic and 25% black. And as long as, if he can win those two numbers, it's over. They don't have enough of a base to fight.
Right, and all the illegal votes they have, honestly, I think that you're going to see before the election, too, you're going to see whether you're a citizen or non-citizen.
Well, that's why it's so important to round these people up now.
Right. I think that the first off, there's a million that have already received removal orders. They have to be removed, okay? Secondly, we need to have Trump be much more aggressive. I think they need to send our troops to the Guatemalan-Mexican border, because they think just the Mexicans alone don't have the resources to do it, the job properly. And I think also we need to make sure that if you arrive here, you can't apply for asylum. You have to apply in your home country. That should be really easy. You should just return them if they arrive. And they haven't applied for in their home country. They have to be returned. If they apply and they have a valid reason, then which is probably about 5 to 6%. It's not 90%. A lot of them are economic refugees because the countries are a disaster zone. But that's no basis for them to be able to just kind of migrate here and not go through the legal channels like other people. And we have, I think, right now it's about 2 or 3 million emigres a year to America, but they're all legal. This is not happening. I think Trump needs to tap down even the number of legal immigrants and make sure they're merit-based.
Exactly, and that's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah. I think we need a moratorium on all illegal immigration completely for at least 5 years, if not 10 years, in order for us to facilitate a program that works to control our borders and to control our visa program and everything else. And then we obviously need to eliminate birthright citizenship. We've got to eliminate chain migration. We've got to eliminate the visa lottery. We've got to eliminate all of the carrots and treats, if you will, for people to come here. And obviously building the border wall, constructing and building the border wall. And then, deporting as many criminal aliens as humanly possible.
I think the first thing that Trump could do right now, though, and I'm going to make this suggestion, is put a cyber wall up. With cybernet and drones and so on, and balloons that are tethered to the ground, I'm sure he could put a cyber wall up, would allow us to have early warning. And that will help right away, even before they get the physical wall up. But the cyber wall should be up like now. Between now and the fall, it should be cyber wall up there immediately across the entire place, including where you can't build a wall across the mountains. There should be a cyber wall.
Well, look, personally, I think that they should, quadruple the size of Border Patrol, and they should put them down on the border. They should be stationed down on the border until the border wall is built. And I mean stationed down across the entire 1,900 miles. Obviously,
right.
About 850 to 900 miles of it is not, you know, barriers. So, in other words, there's a lot of natural barriers as far as, you know, the Rio Grande and mountain ranges and things like that. But there's a solid 850 to 900 miles that is open for
right.
all intents and purposes. And there's no reason why we can't have military all on the border, just in a big long line, done in different shifts and set up tents and everything else with surveillance and keeping these people out and just letting them know as soon as they get to the border, I'm sorry, go back from where you were. Here's some water, you know, happy travels, and go, leave. That's what we need to do until we can
right.
build the border wall, because
yeah.
you can make a virtual human wall, if you will.
Right. Now,
and,
by the way,
we just need the manpower for it.
You can compare that with a very small Bracero 2 program where an industry having picking food or whatever, get a small number of people, you put an anklet to track them, you put them in a camp, they get half their wages like 70, 80 years ago, and when you're ready, you ship them back in an air-conditioned bus to their home country. They don't get to wander all over the place to go to cities or be part of Antifa or part of MS-13. What we see going on here is more than half of the last 3 years of the people getting licenses in California are using that driver's license as a basis to go into the voting booth. And the California governor and the people here in California are sickening. They support it. They support the idea of illegals voting based on a driver's license, and they're not legal. It's crazy, isn't it?
It is crazy. And, you know, you think of how many homeless veterans there are living in California and
right.
elsewhere. These people are on the streets after fighting for our country. Wouldn't it be wonderful to grab all of them and offer them a job with a decent salary and decent pay to man our southern border? And just they would be happy to do it. They'd be so thrilled to be able to do that, you know, to protect and serve our country again. This is what they're born and bred to do, so why not let them continue to do that? And
right.
again, you're helping the homeless situation. You're getting homeless veterans off the streets. You're giving them value. You're giving them self-worth. You're making them feel like whole beings once again. And, you know, I think that that's a really good thing to do. And it solves the problem of either hiring or recruiting more Border Patrol. Just use ex-military down there and pay them.
Yeah, I think the Democratic Party is going to destroy itself. If Trump can hold it together and silence things like the warmongers, sounds things like a push toward 5G network and recycle toxic water and the other foolish stuff about, you know, GMO. I think that Trump could easily will sail right through this next election. He needs good advisors like people like you and me that actually know the science or the technology or the geopolitics. I'm sure Trump's not fully aware of all this stuff, and people assume he's a president. He looks, the man is like, it's like playing, you know, racquetball, and there's 10 people on the other net, and you're only one person trying to hit the ball back. It's not sane to expect Trump to be able to handle all of this. And the pressure on him emotionally, I'm sure, is insane. You know, I know he's a tough guy, and he's been living, doing real estate with, you know, in a tough environment in New York. But what's going on right now with all these things, I think if I was his advisor, I'd start shutting down media. I'd start de-licensing authors. I'd be people like Jeff Bezos, who owns Washington Post. He'd be doing the perp walk. I don't care if he's a billionaire many times over. He should be in jail, shouldn't he? From what he's doing.
Well, look, I think, you know, the Washington Posterior, as I've always called it, is about as reliable as CNN and MSLSD.
Right.
Clearly, they have many, many issues with their reporting. They get a lot of things wrong. The New York Times gets a lot of things wrong.
On purpose, though. They don't do it just because they're stupid.
Yeah, that's the
they
thing.
Do it on purpose.
I've always said, if you do it one time, then it's just carelessness. Everybody makes a mistake, no problem. If it happens repetitively, it's shoddy journalism, it's laziness, and if it happens almost all the time, then it's an evil, vindictive, demonic, way to get around the American people and deceive and defeat them.
Right. In other words, what you're saying is it's actually part of the agenda.
We ought to have a three-strike rule for journalists.
Right. let's call it the Acosta rule. Let's call it the Acosta rule. How's that?
Yeah, the Acosta rule. Exactly. There you go.
What do you think is going to happen by the fall? What's your prediction?
Look, I don't know. It's hard to say. We'll have to see what happens with Barr and with Durham. I think ultimately, you know, Christopher Ray is in the way. I've said that many times. I think nothing's going to happen as long as Christopher Ray is there protecting everybody. And I think that, you know, the goal of the left is to change the narrative, to change the focus, and to get the American people concentrated on something else. What that is, I don't know, but it's possible it could be the Epstein situation, because I think, as I said, they're going to try to use it as a trap to come after President Trump.
I don't think that's going to go anywhere. I think the Democrats are like, how can I say this? They're like someone on PCP trying to play a sport, well, and they don't know what they're doing.
The Attorney General of New York is a lady by the name, and I use that word loosely, a lady named Letitia James. She is a far-left communist attorney general who has set forth to completely go after President Trump. Cuomo just released about an hour ago, they signed a bill that allows New York to drop President Trump's state tax returns. So they're never going to give it up. You need to understand that. They're going to continue this false narrative all the way up until election day.
I think that Trump, to be honest with you, should, if I was a president or an advisor, he needs to clear some form of martial law and start needs to jailing. These are coups. These are not a minor thing. They're paralyzing the president from doing the job of a president, protect all American citizens from war, EMP attacks, economic chaos, whatever. And these media and government and big billionaires are actually paralyzing our government from doing his job. To me, this is at the point where I think he needs to shut these people down and put them in jail.
You know what else they're doing? They're making it less appetizing for any Republican in the future to want to run for the presidency again, because they don't want to go through this. The left is smart. Don't get me wrong. They're extremely intelligent, and they are absolutely focused like a laser on destroying everything about conservatism in this country. And by doing what they're doing to President Trump, many a man would have given up a long time ago. They would have quit right there in the seat of the presidency.
Well, let's think of it. If 2020, Kamala Harris becomes president, they're going to try
God
to take
forbid.
Our guns. If they try to take our guns, they're going to have a civil war. If they try to force health care and take away health care from 190 million Americans that want something simple like pay their doctors an hourly wage so that the cost of health care drop or get rid of malpractice. Those things are simple things. Trump could even do that as an executive order now. He doesn't need to wait till 2020. He can do an executive order, pay the doctors an hourly wage, make it income neutral so that the doctor just does the right thing. Or get rid of the state licensing authorities and go to a national authority. So if you're a retiring doctor that's out in Guam and you want to retire to Florida but still scrub in 3 days a week, you don't have to be licensed after 50 years of practice. So
right.
What I see happening is real simple things could solve this problem. And Trump should realize that some of the advisors around, like Mr. Lightning Bolt, I call him, Bolton, he needs to go. He's another go guy. Okay? So, you know, we need a little clean out. We need some advisors. We need to have, I call a Samuel Council, like the ancient Hebrew council for King David. Trump needs that. He needs some people that know what the hell's going on. And you especially, you have a clue that Trump needs to hear from weekly. If he could have a line with you 10 minutes a week, it would change the policy of our government. It would be a lot more logical, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and the country would be more free, and these people would be held accountable for what they did to this country,
too. And we'd see people doing a perp walk, you know, maybe with some jazz in the background. How's that? Perp walking criminals out of the government and the intel agencies.
We must get rid of Christopher Ray.
Absolutely, must get rid of him.
Which was